Hi, welcome back. This is Robert Redfern. This is the last hour, and the first hour went so quick. I'm going to have to get through this carefully anyway. What I'd like to do this next segment is go through a newsletter I just... Because every week, every Thursday, I put a newsletter out, and I go live on Facebook as well. And just talking about anything, actually, all sorts and everything, what people want to hear. And I was just thinking at the start of the... I don't rehearse all this, by the way. I go where the flow takes me. I just thinking I was going a little bit, I don't know, maybe difficult to understand. So I did a bullet point in my newsletter, just going through what people are saying. And so I'll just try going through this and see whether it helps. You can see this newsletter at naturalhealthynews.info or naturalhealthynews.com. As all my, I have thousands of articles there. And as I say, all the books that you can ever download, and you can go and get them printed out at the print shop if you want. It's entirely up to you. I don't, I might own the copyright, but I don't deny anybody the education from it all. So, I started off, and it's a funny thing. Why in God's name would they do this, what they're doing? And my point is, God has nothing to do with this. Even the religious leaders around the world have been brainwashed, or worse, by the pharmaceutical cartel. And obviously the people who are part of all this, the elites and Gates Gang, whatever. And I really have not seen one senior religious leader anywhere in the world. Obviously, there's a few minor brave souls that have stood up to some of the fascists. And in fact, in Canada, they've been arrested, actually, and thrown in jail, pastors. But why are all the main religious leaders around the world not standing up? If they can't see what's going on, how can they claim to be able to guide people on what's right and wrong from a religious point of view? I just don't know. Anyway, so that's the title of it, because I do get, not confused, but anyway. So anyway, they're just bullets, these, so I'm going to go through them one by one, and I might expand on it. And the first bullet is, the authorities say they're abandoning democracy and they're abandoning our human rights to keep us safe. Yet fewer people have died in 2020 or, in fact, the last 12 months than in any previous year of the 5 years. Now, you might say, no, lots of people have died. Yeah, I did cover this a little bit at the start. People have died of flu, sepsis, and other respiratory diseases, but they call them COVID deaths. There are no extra deaths in the USA or the UK or in Europe. It's the same number of people that die every year. Because people die, people don't look after themselves, and they get flu. People don't take vitamin D3, they get flu. People don't take vitamin C, they get flu. People don't take vitamin D and vitamin C, and they go in hospital and get sepsis. But the sepsis only affects the people who are low in those vitamins. So when they say thousands have died, they lie. Everything we're hearing is a lie. And this means everybody. Only the people that are saying that this is not true are telling the truth. And of course, they sound like crazy people. Well, I know I sound like crazy people, but I don't care, because I know I'm not. Well, I think I'm not. You say the virus was either caught from dead bats or made in a Wuhan lab in China. Now, it may exist somewhere, because they maybe tried to do such a thing, but it didn't escape. and it didn't infect the world, because it's almost impossible to catch a virus. You can't catch a virus. You can, but you would have to exchange body fluids with a person. So if you are a lover of a person with hepatitis, which is a virus, then yes, you can catch it from that person. But breathing the same air, even 12 inches away or, you know, 2 foot away, you can't catch a virus. They lie. They really lie on that. There was a state, actually I've not written this down, I will write it down actually and publish it. There was a state in the USA, they took people with the flu and colds, and they had people that didn't have these flu and colds, and they got the people to cough into the open mouths of the people that were not sick, coughing straight into their mouth, and none of them got sick. Now you might go, oh, well, that's a fluke. Well, they did that in England as well. They opened a research centre called the Cold Research Centre in the days when doctors really believed that you could catch a virus, or believed in the virus itself, actually. And so they were doing the same thing in the Cold Research Establishment in the UK, United Kingdom. And they couldn't pass the cold onto somebody. So all this catching colds, catching virus from another person, it's a lie. I know you're convinced it was true, but when people say things enough, when it's almost de rigueur, every film you watch, every adult says it, oh, you catch a cold, or you know, don't go near that person, they've got a, you know, they say all these things, and so we start to believe it. But it's not true. You cannot. So it doesn't matter whether it was made in a lab in Wuhan or from dead bats or whatever. But of course, I've already said in the point before that nobody was dying. Nobody is dying from COVID. They're dying from the vaccination. That's a different condition altogether. And we can talk about that. But nobody's dying from COVID. They're dying from what they normally die from. Millions die every year. Over 50 million people worldwide die. And a lot of them are in Western countries, because the diet is even worse than we ever dreamed in Western countries. And so that's the truth, that you cannot catch a virus. If you had whatever disease going, it doesn't matter, I would be happy to actually allow you to cough straight into my mouth, because you can't do it. You have to be very intimate with a person to pass a virus from one person to the next. And then, is it passing parasites on from one person to the next that's the real cause? That may be. You know, there's a huge amount of research needed, but of course, who's going to do it? Because the pharmaceutical medical cartel, they have carte blanche for everything in the world, and they're getting trillions from this supposedly pandemic. Trillions. And that's after they were fined billions for all the lies and deceit they did just a few years ago. They were being fined, all these pharmaceutical companies. But now that's all finished now. They can do what they want in the new fascist, you know, it's almost like the doctors and pharmaceutical companies in Nazi Germany. They say to wear a mask so as not to spread the virus. But have you said you cannot spread a virus by coughing or being near a person? So I repeat, it's almost impossible. I won't say absolutely impossible, because that's too absolute. But it's almost impossible, virtually impossible, to catch or spread a virus with or without a mask. They lie. I read that many surgeons, up until this pandemic, were working in the surgery without masks because they knew it didn't actually pass infection on. You can pass it on through your gloves. You can do many things, actually. So that's why they've got to scrub up. But because they're putting their hand inside somebody's body. But through fresh air, it can't be done. They lie about that. Now, they exaggerate the deaths that people have died. In Portugal, they have still got a legal system. You've not got a legal system in the USA because the legal system, and even the Supreme Court, I don't know what they're doing, but they're certainly not taking anybody to task on all this, actually. And they could do. I don't know why somebody's not taken Fauci and all the others all the way through the court to the Supreme Court. They've had 18 months to do it, and it doesn't look as though they're going there. I hope they do. As I say, I think the USA is going to be our big, big chance to pull it back from the world. And the Chinese are behind it, but not only the Chinese. They're just part of the theatre. The real is the pharmaceutical medical cartel and the elites, the Gates Gang and all the others, and probably the World Economic Forum, but let's not got too far into, you know, we could do a whole day talking about that gang. But I checked in the UK. I was on to Portugal. Okay, so some good citizens took the government to court and said, you're making us wear masks. You're checking with the PCR test. We read that the PCR test doesn't actually find a virus. So they went to the court and said, will you demand that the government brings this evidence to this court, and we, our scientists, will look at this, at this group that did it. And do you know what? The government couldn't bring the evidence to the court. So the court said, you can no longer use the PCR test to create so-called cases because it doesn't work. If you say it works, bring some evidence to the court. My dog just joined me. Come on. I guess the grandchildren are giving him hell, so he can open the door himself. But they said, bring the evidence to the court, and we will allow you to start using the PCR test again. Guess what? To this day, they've never taken it to the court because it doesn't exist. Why is nobody in America saying to the courts there, get Fauci and the rest of the gang to bring the evidence to this court that the PCR test works and they can use it? If they can't bring the evidence to the court, stop them using it. Now, the next thing that happened in Portugal is the same gang then thought, oh, this is good. We've actually got courts, a legal system back. So they went to the court and said, okay, they're saying that thousands of people are dying from the COVID in Portugal. But we've just checked the burials and cremations. Luckily, in Portugal, there's only one collection centre for it. In the UK, it's every town and village, not village, but every town and city have got their own counting system and whatever, and probably the same in the USA. But luckily in Portugal, it's just one centre which collects all the information. So they said, we've just had the information from there that there's slightly less people died last year than the year before. So how can they say thousands of people are dying from COVID when, and if they are, where are the bodies? Why are they not being counted? So again, the court said to the government, okay, bring the evidence that thousands of people have died to the court, and we'll allow you to make that claim. Otherwise, stop doing it. And guess what? They had to stop doing it. So they had to admit, by default, I should say, you know, they didn't actually admit it, of course. They just shrugged their shoulders because they can't. And I'm sure it's the same in the USA. Yes, people are dying. People die every year from all sorts of diseases. In the USA and the UK, and I know in the USA they die from too many drugs as well, taking too many drugs from the pharmaceutical industry, but that's another for another day. So it is possible to prove everything I say on this. And that's, you know, I checked a couple of towns and cities in the UK, and it's correct here as well. There is no difference in the 5-year average for burials and cremations. So either they're hiding the bodies or they are lying. And I say they lie. They say we must do exactly as we're told to stay safe because of the COVID, whatever they say, with no right of appeal to any courts. They lie. We don't need to lock down. We don't need to wear masks. We don't need to stop going to work and run our business and do everything. They're just lying. And it's a lie. Now, nice people don't call them liars, actually. I know, but I'm not a nice person, actually, especially when it comes to people's health and governments. So I'm really not nice about these people. I'm not going to give them the time of day to actually say they're probably mistaken. They're not mistaken. They're lying. They say the cases based upon PCR tests are rising and millions will die unless we do what they say. But it doesn't work. We've already decided, you know, a couple of bullet points up that the PCR tests don't work. The cases are not rising. And we know millions don't die if we do as they say, because they didn't die last year when the pandemic was really on. So the tests are fake. The PCR tests are, you know, the tests are fake. The figures are fake. They lie on the PCR and the figures. They say that destroying businesses and jobs to keep us safe, but it hardly affects anyone under the age of 70. If it's existed, by the way, you know, I've got to give a little bit on this. The consequence of destroying businesses and jobs are destined to kill millions worldwide. And that's the big killer, because what is actually up in the UK, I don't know if it's the USA as well, is suicides, even among young people as well, up. Not very many up, but still up compared to no increases in deaths from the so-called COVID. But they lie about that as well. You know, why are they destroying their businesses and jobs? There must be something more they're planning. I believe that the virus is in the, I said it before, I'll say it again, the virus is in the jab, not in the air. They're closing down schools to keep us safe. Now, healthy children and young people don't get sick, generally. I mean, it's from anything, you know what I mean? It's almost so rare that you can say they don't get sick. I know that young men are more likely to commit suicide than die from anything else. And that's because with so much pressure we put on each other and crazy world, and they lost their sense of, I don't know. So the risks are really psychological abuse to our children. But they lie. Why would you close schools? Why would you put masks on them? They're not at risk. They lie. They say we must have an experimental unproven jab, and it is experimental. 2023, I know that they're being pushed to try to speed up but the FDA, I think, are not approving it before 2023. Because they possibly, they're afraid that one day, if the courts start working again, they might be found guilty of you know, in a public office. So I don't think they will do. But it's an experimental vaccine, or we will never be allowed the freedom to travel. I can't go to the USA now. I told you, you know, the USA has been fantastic part of my life. But I can't go to the USA. Just not allowed to go there. Because I'm not going to have two jabs. So, you know, I can talk to you. But I can't come and see you. There we go. The experiment's not due to end until 2023. But I don't even believe they will allow freedom to travel once you've had the jabs. Because I think it's all in the jabs. They can control the population with jab, 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 and lockdowns and terrorizing. They lie about that. They say that the jab is safe, but honestly, I've seen the American figures on the VARDs, the British figures on the yellow pages, the European figures. Thousands are dying after the vaccination. Hundreds of thousands have got all sorts of side effects. I keep all the information I've got on a Telegram. I don't know whether you've heard of Telegram. It's a like a social media thing, but it's nobody else can look into it. It's completely blocked from anybody looking in the deep state or anybody to look at it, because I don't want to build up too much bad social credit just in case these people do win and they come looking for me. But the jab is not safe. It's experimental. It's causing side effects, even in, especially in unhealthy people. I don't know if it's healthy people, but who knows what they've got planned for the next jab and the next jab. But they're saying it'll be a third and a fourth before Christmas. Crazy world. Got a couple more after the this segment, and then I'll talk about some nice things.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Just just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, Robert Redfern here, still. 28 minutes in the last segment, so I'm going to have to move quick because I talk fast anyway. Anyway, I was just going through this list that was in my newsletter of the lies that we've all been told. And the last one was that they're safe, and they're not safe anyway. They say there's no other treatments for flu, sepsis, and COVID if it exists. But real science and honest doctors show there are many treatments. Hydroxychloroquine, I mentioned that. Vitamin C intravenously. Vitamin D3, zinc sulfate, ivermectin, I mentioned that. But most of all, a healthy lifestyle. We have to go healthy with everything we do. But they lie. They lie. They say there's nothing. And, oh, no, you have to have jabs to do all these things. So actually, it's the same with everything. You have to have drugs. I actually don't believe in drugs one little bit. I know ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are drugs, but they're not drugs in the strictest sense. They're just antiparasites. They just kill the parasites in our body. They're not, if you like, drugging us. They just want, and once you've done, it's only a 7, 10, 12 days, whatever, and then you're done. That's it. So you're not stuck on a drug for the rest of your life, which is one of the reasons why they don't like it, because, you know, you take it and you're finished and that's it. But there's lots and lots of studies on that, and I say, you know, we'll go through that. So, but the big thing is, they say in future we've got to have a digital passport to leave our home and join society, to fly on a plane, to see our folks, to see everything. To, you know, my daughter's here from Australia with our grandchildren. It might be the last time we actually see them, because Australia is prison Australia. You know, they really are crazy, the government there. But all this is illegal under the International Nuremberg Code. So there are laws signed up to, even the USA, because the USA doesn't sign up to many international laws, but it signed up to this one after the war, that doctors cannot conduct experiments on people without their express permission. And nobody's giving that, because they're saying, is it okay if I give you a jab? No, that's not right. They have to say, this is an experimental vaccine. We don't know how bad the results will be. Some people are already having bad, you know what I mean? You have to be told the whole thing. They just lie and jab people anyway. They want everybody jabbed. And I don't know why. And, you know, I worry with the possibilities why. But lastly, and this is not a secret, they also, the World Economic Forum, which are part of all this, say that we need to reduce the population of the planet because of climate change, which is crazy. It's crazy beyond, what do you mean reduce the population? Kill some people, get rid of some people, make some people infertile? What are you saying? No, they don't say that. But some people believe that that's at the back of all this. But they lie. You don't need to reduce the population. There's lots of things we can do. In fact, there is actually a natural reduction in population taking place on the planet as we speak. What they don't want to do is allow people to have the freedom to go all over the planet, do everything. They want to actually control everybody. The elites are not being controlled. They're putting a big tax on flight seats, airplane seats in the UK. Big tax, but not on private jets. Private jets can fly anywhere without this big tax. But if you want to fly somewhere, you're going to have to pay a big tax. If you want to go on holiday, if I want to come to the USA, it's fine. I could probably afford it, but most people can't actually. The big taxes they're planning, because it's just going to tax you off the plane. That's the thing. You might think, Robert, you've exaggerated an awful lot of here. Well, in 1919, in October, they had the audacity to put a video on the internet showing them all sitting round a big conference and planning everything they've done. It's still there on the internet. It's beyond belief that they're so, I don't know, arrogant. But of course, unless you've seen it, you won't know. So you really need to see it. You can see it in this particular newsletter, which is on naturalhealthynews.info, because I don't leave things on the internet. I put them on my own server for so safety, so because they do take a lot of things and destroy them so people can't see them. So what are we going to do? Well, all I can say to you is what I say to everybody, and I've said for the last 30 years anyway, you have to look after yourself. You really, really have to look after yourself. You've got to look after your diet. You've got my books there. You can email me. I'll give you any help. Answer any questions. But you need to look after your health. And the health has to come from real food. Not processed food from a factory. Not ready-made meals from a factory. You have to eat vegetables, fruit, nuts, seeds, beans. If you're eating fish, it needs to be not farm fish. It has to be wild-caught salmon or something like that, or sardines or whatever, but not farmed, because farmed is full of chemicals and they use genetically modified grains to feed them as well. Same as they do with cows in barns. So if you're eating meat, it needs to be grass-fed, pasture-raised meat, so that it's natural. Everything's natural about it, because you can't. It's artificial food which causes the problems. You still haven't got all the vitamins and minerals you need, and one of the reasons for that is because just give you an example. If you've got a field and you are raising a crop on that field, for argument's sake, doesn't matter what crop, but a crop, and you you grow the crop, and just say it's cabbages for argument's sake. So that cabbage has got a certain amount of minerals in it, which it's taken from the soil. And so you cut those cabbage, take them to market, and plant another crop. You might do two crops a year for whatever reason that I don't know. But every time you take a crop away, then the nutrition in the soil reduces because it doesn't fly through the air and jump back. It's not in the rain. You know, minerals are elements. There's only 108 minerals, elements on this planet. There is nothing else other than that. Everything is made out of 108 elements. The whole universe is made out of 108 elements. And those elements, oxygen, magnesium, hydrogen, you know, so I mean, those are the elements that everything's made out of. There's only a certain amount in the soil. And so the critical ones, once they become reduced, and one which is, I just heard it on the adverts in the break then, is for your memory, lithium balance. Now that's a mineral which is just no longer in the soil. It's critical for your brain. And again, I heard this from an American doctor, Jonathan Wright, back in the early 90s. He said it is one of the best anti-aging for the brain minerals that you can get, but it's not in the soil. Now, it's lithium that doctors give to patients when they've got brain problems, when they've got split personalities and whatever. But they give them a type of lithium, which is, if you like, straight from the soil. So they just give them a small amount. The lithium that we have is called organic lithium and lithium orotate. And so your brain can use it much better, and you can't overdose on it where you can with the type that doctors have. Now, obviously, I don't want anybody to overdose on anything. You should just take the right amount, it says on the bottle. But that's an example. But all of the minerals, magnesium is less than half it was 60 years ago in the soil. Now, magnesium is a critical mineral. You've got to have magnesium in the body. It's responsible for about 300 different enzyme actions around the body and all sorts of things. But you've got to have enough. You've got some, of course. You get some. But it's not enough to be super healthy and, you know, stay young till the day you die. I know it sounds silly, but there's no reason why. My hero is 107 and he runs half marathons for charity. 107 years of age, runs for 13 miles for charity, and he eats the diet I'm talking about. And that's all he does as well. You know, I mean, he did have some supplement offers, but I don't know if he still does, because I'm not really involved with the sales and stuff like that. But that's an example anyway. So that's what we can do. We can drink water. We can walk. And we need to walk 2 to 3 miles every day, because that actually gets the whole function of the body working. Your breathing works better when you're walking. Everything works better. Your emotions work better, especially if you can walk in nature by a river or in a park or, you know, pass on grass and trees and whatever. 2 to 3 miles every day. Sitting down for less than 3 hours a day. You need to do that. Sitting down is a really unhealthy thing to do. And more than 3 hours, and you're going to shorten your life. You literally will shorten your life, actually. It's said to be the new smoking. And I know it sounds a bit silly, because smoking, we know, is bad for us. But so sitting down. And here's one for the couch potatoes. You're better to lie down on your couch to watch TV then sit down. And I mean that. It's not a joke. Lying down is better than sitting down. And if you can put your legs on the end of the couch to slightly elevate them. I've helped many people where they've got circulation problems in their legs. I've told them to put two builder's blocks underneath the bottom feet of the bed, so it's inclining slightly towards their head. And within weeks, their circulation's improved in their legs. Just a simple thing. But anyway, I can go on with things like that. But it really is important. You get the supplements that you need. And I think we all need to carry on working as well. I just don't know why people stop working. Because just playing golf, it would drive me crazy, actually. You know, all right, I could play a round of golf. I'd be happy to do. But I wouldn't go every day to play golf. You know, to me, it's like waiting to die, you know, not having, doing something useful. Now, of course, you know, if you're very well, you know, with your finances, you can always do, charity work and help other people. That's, you know, that has a lot going for it, actually, but you're out and achieving something. But sitting waiting to die or, you know, playing golf waiting to die, I don't know why people would do that. But there's lots to do. If you want to stay alive, then be alive. And I mean, you know, with achieving something, you can get help from us anytime. But we've got to stay strong. And I hope I've not depressed you with some of my things, because they don't depress me, because all I do is just get stronger and stronger in my desire to help people and to, you know, sort out. But what you've got to do is wake up from the hypnotic state. I had a hypnotist actually write to me about this, and she, this is, you know, a professional hypnotist, you know, for treating people with different conditions. And she said, it was really, really nice, you know, that you did that. It really, it inspired her, and because she'd been getting worried. And I thought it was funny that actually. And the reason I'm saying that is because a hypnotist should know that everything is hypnosis. You know, we're hypnotized by TV, by the news, by everything. I call it theater because I don't like to keep saying it's hypnosis, but it is hypnosis. What they're doing, they're creating, as I said before, whether it's Tucker Carlson or Como in New York, everything is... I'm trying to think of two opposite people, actually. I mean, I do like Tucker Carlson, but I still believe he's actually part of the theatre sometimes. Not with everything, but some things. But it's hypnosis. That's what they're doing. They're saying this over and over again. And they use the same words over and over again. you've probably seen some examples because Tucker Carlson... shows that the same words being said by all the different CBS or CNBC and all the others. They all use the same words, and I think it was about Trump actually, particularly, just to brainwash people into thinking that he was crazy or something, especially when it came to the coronavirus and whatever. I think he knew what was going on, but he just couldn't. It was a very difficult, massive amount of pushback from him. Because he did say at one point about bleach, having bleach in your veins or something like that. Because he doesn't understand about natural health and whatever. I have hydrogen peroxide, which a lot of people call it bleach, if you know what I mean. If you want to bleach something, you can do it with your hair or your clothes or whatever. I have had hydrogen peroxide put into my veins because it's super healthy. You know, I have ozone put into my veins because it's super healthy. I also have vitamin C and other things as well. But, you know, he tried to explain it and he should have been getting, you know, better coached by somebody that knew what they were talking about, and it would have been fine. But he had an attempt to try to tell the truth, but it came off badly. So, but that's our Donald, and I see all sorts of things that he's going to come back in September. I don't know what's going on. As I say, it's all a massive theatre, and it's not you and I, unless you happen to be somebody that is in power. You and I haven't got the power. All we can do is get the power over ourselves, over our family, and get into a really healthy style If you're on drugs now, get off as soon as you can. If you need help and advice, you can email us and get advice. But then, literally, just do it. Don't put it off. Every day in every way, get better and better. Every day in every way, get better. Yourself, you know, in your mind and body, that you are getting better every day. It's an old saying that every day in every way I'm getting better and better, but you need to get better and better. You know, we have our best products with the Power Hour, and please look at them. You know, we've got astaxanthin with DHA, the only astaxanthin with DHA, and that's not only for all around the body, your skin, but it's also for your brain, for people with brain conditions, because DHA is a super asset for the brain. They have our blockbuster All Clear, and again, go and just look at the list of things in it. Actually, 15 different nutrients, and I'm going to mention almost the very last one. It's called polycoxinol, and I bet if you read the list, what's in it, you'll go, "Oh, polycoxinol, no idea." Well, it's absolutely a fantastic ingredient, but it's also in our food, in fresh food, but it soon disappears. And again, I'll tell you a quick story. On my trip to the USA, I also did a trip. Okay, I'm ready. Okay. We have a call from Deborah in Oklahoma. Deborah?
Well, hello, and my question is there any yes. vitamin that you suggest taking in the evening before bed rather than morning or with meal?
Say it again now.
Is there any vitamin that you suggest that we should be taking at bedtime rather than with a meal or in the morning?
No. I take serrapeptase or blockbuster when I get up in the morning and when I go to bed at night, because it works for about 12 hours in our body. And because it's an inflammation is one of the major problems in our body. And that's what that does, as well as clearing fibrin and fibrogen around the body. So the thickening fibrosis that you would get. That's what I take at that point in time. The vitamins really should be with your food. And you have to, whenever you ask me a question like this, I need to know what the goal is, if you know what I mean. If you said like I used before, the lithium, you know, if you wanted to improve your memory and just think more clearly, then I would recommend lithium, but just taking something for the sake of it is not the best way to do that. So what you want to achieve with that supplement, or had you not got that clear in your mind?
No, you're fine. I don't like to take all my vitamins at once. I like to disperse them throughout the day. And then that was my question, if there was a special vitamin to take that worked while you were sleeping rather than with food.
No, vitamins work better with food and do the minerals as well. You know, they're parts of what should be in our food chain, but it's not. So by taking it with your food and still having really healthy food as well, they all work synergistically together. That's
okay,
how that
great.
Works, actually. All right.
Yes, and I really enjoy your newsletter.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope everybody will sign up for my newsletter and get the truth.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Bye bye. Yeah, I was just thank you, Deborah. I you know, it's really really nice to speak to people. And so the blockbuster Olka has polycoxinol in it. So I was in fact, I was in Florida, but I went over to Jamaica. A doctor asked me if I would do a tour with him to see doctors and nurses there to teach them about the health point. And so I was I said yes, and it was really good going around and teaching people with Health Point. But I also go on to stop eating carbs and sugar because it's bad for you. And I mentioned this to a group of doctors, and they all started laughing and said, "Well, sorry, what's funny?" And they said, "You know, well, in Jamaica we have some of the fastest runners in the world," and they said they all train, but they're always eating raw sugar cane, so they're eating the sugar all the time. And so I said, "Oh well, I'm confused with that," and they said, well, it's probably because it's got polycosanol with it, because the polycosanol is really high in sugar cane, and it's so good for utilizing any sugars to give you more energy and give your body energy. So that's why I put it in the Blockbuster All Clear, polycosanol, because it literally is a super nutrient that is missing out of the food, partly because it's very rare for us to just pick food from the garden and eat it. And it would be in there, but its highest amounts are in, in anyway, my block. Jay, talk about curcumin, my curcumin X4000 with fenugreek. Again, you know, it's a super product. Nothing like it on the market. I always try to make it, everything as, you know, better than everybody else. It's just because if I make it better, then people are going to get better results. Next one is essential digestive enzymes. Again, it's got the most range of digestive enzymes than anything else on the market. It's why has it got the most extensive range of enzymes in there? Well, because when you eat food, unless it's fresh, raw food, it will be deficient in enzymes, because enzymes disappear very quickly from food. Is that the end? Gosh, folks, I had more to say. But do go to the Power Mall. Do take care with yourselves. They've got a 10% discount, which I was supposed to tell you about. And, you know, until next time, you know, please contact me anytime you want, you know, but whatever, get strong. All right. Bye-bye. That's Robert Redfern signing off.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.